This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Since we've been together. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box. Some guy just said, who reported he'll be out till July? Get a grip, Cusimano. Actually, Peter Gammons did.
So we have Get a Grip, Cusimano, and what was it to Martin? Settle down, chubby?
I'm going to say, actually, Peter Gammons, a Hall of Fame writer. Thank you for listening. All right, Brian, you want to tell us about our good friends at Hot Shots?
Well, Frank, TMA Live is back and bigger than ever. Coming up on March the 7th, TMA Live will be at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. This is a TMA Live that you don't want to miss. Giveaways include custom Doug Von t-shirts and a dinnerware Doug for one lucky lemming with three friends. Plus, Hot Shots TMA-themed menu with great food and drink specials. It's a night of participation, a night of fellowship. It's all happening on March 7th at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, and this show, among also with the Midday Grind, and the Hard Line will be at Hot Shots in Fenton on Friday.
I'm still offended by this guy, and I just looked, he's got two followers. What did Charlie recommend on that, Brian?
Muting. Don't block. Mute.
Mute.
They don't know if they've been blocked or if they've been muted. You know that you've been blocked. Does his Twitter handle have a lot of numbers in it? Like, say, more than three or four?
Let's see. I can't. Oh, yeah, it does. Yes.
Yep. Okay. That just tends to be a theme. If you have more than, like, three or four numbers in your handle, you're just on Twitter just to be a rancator, just a troublemaker, a rabble-rouser.
Really?
Yeah. That's just a theme I've noticed.
All right. Martin will join us at 11, and then 11 o'clock, and about 11:15, 11:20, Anthony Pulis, the head coach of St. Louis FC, and how they could play a role in the MLS coming to St. Louis. Let's see. Brian, do you want to read a couple of texts there? Courtney D, real quickly.
Courtney D chiming in with Boys to Men was on the Motown label in the 90s. I guess that makes them kind of Motown. I never heard them sing any old school Motown songs, however.
I could list like 20 bands and when I think Motown, and I would not list Boys to Men. I guess it just makes me really old, which I am. All right, what else?
100% Blues on what he was watching. Also, Jake's performance was a microcosm of why the Blues fans and players know they can't win a Stanley Cup with Jake in goal. Those goalies do not give up that goal. Spare me with the how do you stop that shot nonsense. Clear vision from 40 feet. Ask any hockey pundit. Sorry, unforgivable. 3-1-4.
Well, there's other people who would feel that way. Yeah, I just thought it was a great shot. But I did mention he should have had a better angle on the thing. So the prodigal absolutely nails me here. In fact, okay, this is what the prodigal says. Oh, go ahead and read what he said.
You must be mightily struggling with the fact Kimmel is now in Westport and you can't go and freeload off your brother, the prodigal. You can't deny that.
This is true. In fact, on Friday night, I'm at the bar. I'm with Bob McCormick, and Mike Bush is there with his family. And my brother Mark says, you know what the best part about us moving to Westport is? That Frank is now more than 2 minutes away.
Did he comp Mike's meal and have you pay? Because that would have been kind of funny.
I don't know what he did. Where is Gammons reporting this? It was in The Athletic. Frank, I saw Hoffman enjoying himself down at Taste of Soulard.
My wife and I were down there on Saturday.
Look at you.
It was a fun
celebrity time.
If you don't like, if the crowd of Soulard is kind of a put off for you for Mardi Gras, which is this upcoming weekend, just like parking and trying to get around and trying to get a drink. The weekend prior, Taste of Soulard was great. A lot of great restaurants had great food samples. You can buy beer if you wanted to, walk around. It was not too crowded where you couldn't get a drink or get something to eat. It was a fun time.
Now, is this weekend another?
This weekend is actual the Mardi Gras parade.
So this is like a 2-week celebration.
Oh, yeah. They stretch it out, which is good for them. It gets people down to that area, but it's supposed to be mighty cold this weekend, like
as
in the 20s.
As a former Soulard resident of 4-plus years, Doug Vaughn ended that fifth year for me, got me kicked out of that place. But it's not as great for the residents because you are kind of blocked in there all weekend. It's fun. You're able to go back to your house to use the facilities rather than waiting in line. You know, you can stay warm inside if it gets too cold like it will be this weekend. But it is a pain, the back-to-back weekend, where it kind of jam-packed, and there's only a certain area you can use your car, and at a certain time, they block the roadways. Mm. So it's frustrating as a work, you know, if you work in the evening and live in Soulard, it becomes kind of hectic.
Isn't it true that after New Orleans, we're number two?
We're number two. Absolutely. I think we're, I mean, obviously we're distant if we're behind New Orleans.
Now, why would you think we would be number two?
Well, I know St. Louis, and this plays in part to Missouri, just as a whole, has very few liquor related, alcohol related laws. So, like, open container is not a, there's not an open container law in St. Louis.
I think
so that allows you to wander around and drink freely. There's
They prohibit glass.
Yes.
I believe it's the only restriction there for, and that's for most big crowded events, is try to avoid the glass bottle. So that's really the only rule and stipulation.
And there's a decent French heritage in St. Louis as well, so that plays into kind of the Cajun French aspect of Mardi Gras.
Soulard does have that French corridor, you know, you got the upper balconies, you know, the iron and things like that. So there's some similarities, I guess you would say.
I would have liked to go on for the dog walk. They had that this weekend.
We've been there before. Well, that's fun.
Did you bring the dog?
We didn't go yesterday, but we've gone with my parents' dog and my wife's. Her parents have a couple of dogs. We've brought one of them before. It's fun. There's a lot of dogs hanging out. Yeah. You got to watch your step in some places, but it's fun.
It's a blast. I think as a dog, I went the first 2 years, and then you understand it's really difficult with two dogs to try to maneuver, get drinks. Everybody wants to pet your dog, which is fine, but they always have to ask. So I felt like it was better to go just as a spectator rather than bring your dog. But, it, you know, they make a big scene of it. It's fantastic.
You notice they couldn't do that with cats. Nobody would come.
There
wouldn't
be a cat parade.
Oh, wow.
There would not be.
Every dog is so interesting and beautiful.
Amazing.
And, yeah. Even the dogs that are kind of inherently ugly are really cute. You know what I'm saying?
There are that ugly breed, but you just want to pet them anyways.
Yeah,
but a cat, you don't
want to
pet a hairless cat. Oh, get it away from me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, before we go to break, I do want to tell you about our good friend, Dr. Michael Jones. He's one of our great sponsors. He practices complete eye care at Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices eye care on both sides of the river, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. He does that laser surgery that really takes about 12 seconds, and your eyes are fixed forever. Imagine no glasses, no contacts forever. Ending at it. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified, teaches at SLU, does a little bit of everything. Tell them I sent you. 866-260-EYES. Martin, when we come back.